Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. We've read all the books, we've bought all the courses, we've tried all the tactics, all in search of that elusive secret to growth and scaling. So now I invite you to take a different path. It's not risk-free, it's not guaranteed, but when you do it correctly, it produces one winner after another. Today we're going to learn how to leverage everything. My name is Josh Thomas. I'm your host. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. This podcast is brought to you by VAIQ. If you're a busy executive who's getting pulled in too many directions and wish you could get those lower level tasks off your plate, we recruit, place, and train a virtual assistant into your business in as little as 7 days. We'll even manage them for you on a daily basis so you can stay focused on what you do best. Learn more about how you can get your time back and save up to 70% versus hiring locally. Go to VAIQ.net. Today's guest is John Witt. John is a business and executive coach trained and certified in the focal point model. He teaches and coaches on the stunning value of generous activity as a theme for business and life success. John's clients are entrepreneurs, small business owners, and leaders. And John is the author of Checkmate: Winning Tactics for Translating Ideas into Money, and the creator of the LifeShine Generosity Coaching and Business Success Blueprint programs. John, welcome to the show. What is one thing that you do better than anyone else, and how do you use that to your advantage?
Well, Josh, first, let me say thank you for having me on the show. And second, that's a tricky question. I could say, of the people I know, this is what I do better than anybody else. And I will tell you that I am a heart-centered tactician that uses generosity as a tool for success. And I don't know if I'm the only one that does that, but I do it, and I do it really, really well. And it's different, it's not the same that you get everywhere else.
So tell me a little bit more. Let's dive into that, and what makes this process stand out?
Well, heart-centered means it's always about generosity, really, is a focus on the other person, not on yourself. And so there's, as a heart-centered individual, I'm always looking to find a way to help the people that are I'm around, whether it's in my coaching practice or in my serving practice or wherever. And then as a tactician, I am a competitive chess player. I played chess in high school and I played in the United States Chess Championships back in 1976. And I use chess as a metaphor for business all the time. And it's, when I learned, I had a coach that said, "Hey, look, there's just the first coach I ever had said, hey, there's four things I'm going to teach you. I'm going to teach you some things that you don't need to think about, you don't need to worry about. I'm going to teach you some things that you should spend your time on. I'm going to go over your games and I need you to read this book." And all of a sudden, my level of play jumped so much that I won two tournaments and got invited to play in my class. I wasn't in the open division of the United States Chess Championships. And so, as a tactician, it's really all about the moves that you make and putting them in the right order. In the game of chess, you have a series of resources. Those are your pieces. Your opponent has resources, those are his pieces. And you have to, manage your pieces, put them in the most appropriate place to exert the most force and capture the king. Same goal every time in chess, it's capture the king. Obviously, you're looking at your opponents and your competition as well. So in business, you have a very similar model. Your resources are you, number one resource. You have 100% control over you. If you have a team, it's your team. If you have cash, it's your cash. If you have inventory, it's your inventory. It's, all of those things are the resources that you have that you can bring to bear to accomplish the goals. And those goals are whatever you want them to be, right? So it doesn't have to be consistent from person to person. And so in chess, there are tactics that you use that guarantee you wins. When you see certain positions in the board, you know that if you do X, Y, Z, et cetera, that you get a winning position, and then you have to be able to take it to the win. Well, in business, there are very similar things. So when you're thinking about marketing or when you're thinking about sales, there are systems and processes that are more effective than others. And those are the tactics that you want. It's great to have a strategy. Like, I want to introduce a new product, I want to launch social media, but you need the tactics. Like, what are the actual steps that I'm going to take to do those things? And so, a lot of leaders are great visionaries, very strategic, but don't know how to translate into the tactics. And so, that's what I do is I translate. I sit in the middle, understand the visionary, understand the leader, and help them position their message so that the people that work for them or how they decide to execute is tactically sound.
The way that you describe how chess works makes it sound so simple. Yet, I learned how to play chess and I thought that I was big badass until I met my we're not married anymore, but my father-in-law, my ex-father-in-law, and he was like a wizard at chess, you know, and very competitive. And so I would get in there and I would play and I would find out like three or four moves in, like, game's over. I lost.
Right.
And looking back on that, it was like 20 years ago. Looking back on that, I realized that nobody ever really gave me a plan for how to play chess. They taught me how each piece moves,
Right.
but they gave me no plan whatsoever. And he had a plan every time, and he had a very aggressive plan, and he just demolished me. Like he would laugh about it, like I was so bad. But the reason I was so bad is I had no idea what I was doing other than I know how to move the pieces. And
Right.
so it seems
So
like,
much more to it than that.
yeah, right. And we don't think about that. So how do we, first of all, honestly, I was today years old before I realized why I was so bad at chess. And you just showed me. It's like there's a specific set of moves that you should do, and there's certain positions you got to get in to win. You got to know how to look for that, and you know, got to know how to get into it, and then you got to know how to get through it. And I don't know any of that. And so I wasn't even aware that that was important until now. And so I would say that there's a lot of people walking around that aren't aware that these things are important. So what would be the process if somebody's listening now to start to recognize and create that awareness that they need a plan?
I think there's a variety of ways you could go about it. The inexpensive or least expensive way is to donate some time and do some YouTube research. There's lots of material on YouTube. The challenge is like, what's the good material? What's the thing that you really want or you need? But it'll be no cost. The second thing you could do is you could engage an advisor, depending on what you're trying to get done. And it could be a coach or it could be a mentor, or it could be financial advice, there are a variety of different advisors out there to help guide you through through the ability to see around corners. That's what you're really talking about, right? So your background has the ability to see around corners in certain areas, different ones than I know. I have different ones than you know. And so what you really need to do is bring those advisors in. And sometimes it's not just one, because if you think about it, pro athletes have multiple coaches. Entertainers have multiple coaches. So business, no reason that you can't have multiple coaches, because there's a whole lot of different parts of business. So if you're trying to get the best strategy, if you're trying to define or detail your product, if you're trying to figure out, hey, what's the marketing system that's best for this, there are people out there that have the knowledge and the strategy and tactics that you need.
And what would be a good way for us to maybe take some inventory of the kind of help that we might be looking for? Like, what's the best first step for somebody to take?
Best first step is clarity, right? That's what you need. Clarity is the tip of the spear. With clarity, you can go lots of places. If you don't have clarity, then we start with what it is that you're trying. My process. I want you to understand what you want for your life. What do you want your life to look like 5 years from now, 10 years from now? When we get that clear, then we take the business, whatever idea you have. And if we don't know what that is, there's different steps to go figure out what that might be. And we design the vehicle, because business is the most awesome vehicle for achieving the life that you want to live. And we want to design that business so it points you towards the life you want to live, as opposed to just, building the plane while flying and getting what you get at the end of it, because that's not always the right set of results. And sometimes, you get so far down the road, it's hard to course correct. You can, it's just more difficult.
And I know that you mentioned being kind of this heart-centered and heart-focused. How does that come into play in your decision-making?
Well, so everything is really about what is it that you want and helping you get clarity on what you want and where you're going. And I start with your life, but then it's how do you use generosity to achieve better results in your business. Because generosity, I promise you, will always, always, always generate better long-term results. But it's tricky because we have this, issues that happen to us in a, snap minute, and we have to figure out how do we deal with things. So we have to figure out how to pause, or what are our go-to answers so that we don't get stuck with maybe the wrong answer or an inflammatory response. I want to teach you how to do that. That's from a communication, emotional response level, so that you're able to navigate those challenges that you're going to run into. And by the way, you're going to run into the challenges. You don't get to decide when adversity decides to walk in the door.
Understood. And so, what would you say that is somebody who may push back on this and say, oh, my heart, my soul, I didn't have anything to do with it, man. Like, I just need the right skills, I need the right leverage, and I need to push forward.
Probably not my client.
Very wise.
I would just say, hey, listen, I wish you the best. I love you. I care about you. I want you to be successful, but that's not me, right? So you should get somebody that thinks like that to work with you. And like I say, it's not me.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's wise. With my company, we place virtual assistants, right? And I've had, at least within the last week, two different calls where I didn't want to work with this person, and
Sometimes.
they were looking for one of them. One of them was like, well, things have to be this way and it's going to be this certain way. And I knew from my own experience, like, that is going to be a terrible experience for everybody involved. And he was very adamant. I tried to talk him out of it, and he's like, no, this is the way it's going to be. And I'm like, look, man, I don't think we're a fit. And then another guy who actually paid me and who got in, I gave him the candidate, and he starts saying all these things, and he was super disorganized. And I'm like, I'm going to give you your money back because I don't want to work with you. It's like, you're not my guy. Yeah. And
Sometimes
sometimes
that's it. Yeah.
it's hard for us to say that as entrepreneurs. We worked hard to get the opportunity and the client and the business, but if it's not the right one, you're just going to be miserable.
And it's just no fun. It's a slog, right? And life's too short to get caught in a slog. And there's lots of opportunities out there. It's an abundant world. We just have to take an abundant mindset and understand that they're the people that we need to serve, the people that need us to serve them are out there.
Well said. And so, speaking of, who do you serve and how can they connect with you to learn more?
So I've shifted my model. I was a one-on-one consultant for 10 years in Southern California. I went through some life changes, my own life changes for a couple of years, moved to the Northwest, and have rebuilt this generosity program. There's a reason for all of that. And I'm now working with earlier maturity businesses. So instead of 2 and 4 and 5 and 10 million dollar businesses, I'm working really for businesses that have 5 and 6 figure incomes. And it's really about the program I teach is called Whole Life Leadership. And it's exactly what I started. We start with your life design and then your business design. And there's 6 levers that we go through that process. And this is for the early stage business, the transitioning executive. We've got a lot of people that are getting disenfranchised from corporate and from the government. They're going to find out that there's less risk running your own business than there is working for somebody else. Now, 50 years ago, and a gold watch, you were good. But that's not the way it is today. Corporations don't have any loyalty. Employees don't have any loyalty either, for that matter, frankly. And so when you run your own shop, you make your own decisions, you have a lot more control. And I think there's a large group of people out there that really need to do that, but they want to do it effectively, right? Make better decisions. So when you design it, then you have an opportunity to make better, more effective decisions. Design it right, build it strong.
Excellent. And so, where can we go to learn more and connect with you?
So I have a gift if anybody's interested, and it's my website, design it. No, website is Business Wit, business with WHITT. It's a play on my name after it. /builder playbooks. And I sent you the links. You can put them in the show notes. And then there's another one called Design It Right. So one is essentially the two playbooks that I help clients work through for their business. One of them has to do with the way you think, and the other one has to do with the way you operate around people. And the other one is a webinar. The webinar is Design It Right, Build It Strong. And that's a, get to know me half hour free webinar.
Very good. Hey, we're going to wrap up here. Thanks so much to our guest, John Witt, for coming on and sharing a little bit about his wisdom. For those of you who want to connect with him directly, you can go to businesswit.com. Is that right? Businesswit.com.
Yeah, it's the same as WIT. And I don't mind it if they misspell it because I kind of like the concept of what wit represents and I like the humor behind it as well. But if you're trying to find me, it's WHITT.
Businesswit.com. Once again, John Witt, everybody. And hey, if you're a busy entrepreneur who needs to get out of the weeds, we'll place a professional virtual assistant in as little as 7 days. You can learn more at vaiq.net. Until next time, remember this: if you want to win, you got to push your chips in. It's time to leverage everything.